You're tuned into the Genius Health Minute, your shot of health and genomics news and information with Angel Nicole and Yusuf Enriquez. Now, Yusuf, I feel like there's this terminology that continues to float around more and more in the news, and those are electronic health records. Can you talk to us about exactly what that is and why they're beneficial for patients?
Yeah, absolutely. Electronic health record is pretty much a digital version of your medical records. Depending on how old you are, you can remember going back to having that file with your social security number on the tab with all of the paper. And so there has been legislation for Paper Reduction Act that has reduced that, forced a lot of the health systems that manage those health records to make them digitized. And so it's literally the paper copy of your medical records that have floated around with you from hospital to hospital, from doctors to doctors, that has now been digitized and are held by multiple healthcare systems, which has created some problems with integrating and having interoperability of having patients have a complete aggregation of that data, given the fact that they've, depending on which physicians you go to, may use one software over the other. And so your data right now is fragmented across multiple electronic health record systems throughout the country.
Now, I think one of the areas of concern that would cause pause is, well, now that this is digitized, how are we protecting our data? Do you have any insights on how, you know, these healthcare systems are planning to keep individuals' data protected?
I think over the years, these are large corporations that have been managing these. And so, you know, again, you've heard words like Epic and Cerner. Those are some of the large players in this space, which do a pretty good job with, you know, protecting from a privacy and security standpoint your data once you go to the doctor and that information is uploaded. I think what's starting to happen now is that there is an even bigger concern of not being able to have your data aggregated to look at better health outcomes. Mm. And so I think what we're starting to see is more emphasis put on that the security and privacy around servers, you know, have been pretty much standard throughout the healthcare system and is pretty robust. But it's now a matter of how beneficial is it to the patient that their health records are kind of siloed into different healthcare system, and how beneficial is that to them in the long run if they're not able to look at, you know, the total health outcome of the patient, which is what precision medicine is trying to drive. So while the evolution of medicine is moving towards more precision, there's also a lack of interoperability between those healthcare systems.
Well, we're definitely going to dive more into this because I feel like this is an area that delves into like blockchain and some of these other terminologies that I'm starting to hear a lot more often. But we only have a minute, so this is your Genius Health Minute for today. And if you would like to check out past broadcasts, visit alivepodcastnetwork.com. And for more information on Indigenous AI, visit indigenous.ai.